Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about one of the most powerful and talked about leaders in the world, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. His life is like a movie, full of struggles, action, and success. This is not just a story about a leader. It's a story about how a small boy with big dreams became one of the most influential men in the world. So sit back, relax, and listen carefully, because this story will not only improve your English, but also inspire you to believe in yourself. Let's start with his childhood, where it all began. Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin was born on October 7, 1952, in a city called Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, in Russia. He was the youngest of three children, but sadly, his two older brothers died before he was born. This made him the only child of his parents, Maria Ivanovna Putina and Vladimir Spiridonovich Putin. His family lived in a very small apartment. It wasn't like the apartments we have today with separate bedrooms and kitchens. No. This apartment was in an old building called a communal flat. Imagine sharing one kitchen and one bathroom with multiple families. That's how little Vladimir grew up. In those days, there was no privacy. If you wanted to use the toilet, you might have to wait in line. The kitchen was always crowded, with families cooking their meals at different times. Sometimes, the smell of food from other families filled the apartment. But Vladimir's family didn't complain. They were used to living this way because many families in Russia lived like this after World War II. Leningrad, where Putin was born, had suffered a lot during World War II. The city was almost destroyed, and people were still recovering from the horrors of war. Food was limited, and life was tough. Putin's father had been injured in the war, and his mother worked hard to take care of the family. Vladimir's parents loved him deeply, but they were strict. They taught him to work hard and never give up, no matter how difficult life became. Little did they know that their small, skinny boy would grow up to lead their country one day. Putin wasn't a strong or big child. In fact, he was very small and skinny compared to other kids. Because of this, some boys in his neighborhood tried to bully him. But Vladimir wasn't the type to cry or run away. Instead, he decided to become strong so no one could ever pick on him again. At the age of 12, he started learning judo and sambo, a Russian martial art. He practiced every single day. He wasn't just fighting to win matches, he was fighting to build his confidence and discipline. Over time, he became so good at judo that he earned a black belt. Even today, he loves judo and believes it helped him learn how to stay calm and think clearly in tough situations. While other kids were dreaming about becoming doctors, engineers, or teachers, Vladimir had a very unique dream. He wanted to become a spy. Yes, a spy, just like in the movies. He was fascinated by stories about the KGB, the Soviet Union's intelligence agency. The KGB was one of the most powerful organizations in the world at that time, and young Putin wanted to be a part of it. But becoming a KGB officer wasn't easy. You needed to be smart, disciplined, and highly educated. Putin knew this, so he focused on his studies. He wasn't the best student in school at first, but he worked hard to improve. He also learned how to speak German, which would later help him in his career. Life in a communal flat was not easy. Every morning, Vladimir's mother would wake up early to prepare breakfast in the shared kitchen. She would wait her turn to use the stove while other families cooked their meals. Sometimes there were arguments over whose turn it was. Putin would eat simple meals like bread with butter and tea before going to school. After school, he would often help his mother with small chores. His family didn't have a lot of money, so they couldn't afford luxuries. But Vladimir didn't care about fancy toys or clothes. He was focused on his dream of becoming a KGB officer. After finishing school, Putin got into Leningrad State University, one of the best universities in the city. He studied law, which was a smart choice because the KGB often recruited people with a law background. While at university, Putin stayed quiet and focused. He wasn't the loud or popular type, but his professors noticed his sharp mind and discipline. After graduating in 1975, his dream finally came true. He joined the KGB. For a small boy from a poor family, this was a huge achievement. Imagine wearing the uniform of one of the most powerful intelligence agencies in the world. Putin started his career as a secret agent, working behind the scenes to protect his country. Putin's first big assignment was in East Germany during the Cold War. This was a tense time when the world was divided between the Soviet Union and the United States. Putin worked quietly, gathering information and learning about the world outside Russia. In East Germany, he perfected his German language skills and learned how to handle complex situations. Being a spy wasn't easy, but Putin loved the challenge. He was learning lessons that would one day help him lead his country. This is just the beginning of Vladimir Putin's incredible journey. From a small, crowded apartment in Leningrad to the prestigious halls of the KGB, his life already shows us how determination and hard work can change everything. Vladimir Putin was doing well as a KGB officer in East Germany. But in 1989, something big happened that changed his life and the world. The Berlin Wall fell, and soon after, the Soviet Union started to weaken. People were unhappy with the government, and life in Russia became hard for everyone. Putin realized that the world was changing fast. He returned to his home city, Leningrad, now St. Petersburg, in 1990. He left the KGB in 1991 because he wanted to start a new chapter in his life. It was time for him to do something different, something bigger. When Putin left the KGB, he didn't immediately become a big leader. He started with a small job at Leningrad State University, the same university where he had studied. He worked as an assistant to one of his old professors, helping with administrative work. But soon, an opportunity knocked on his door. A man named Anatoly Sobchak, who was the mayor of St. Petersburg, needed someone smart and trustworthy to work with him. Putin got the job. This was his first step into politics. Putin wasn't a politician yet, but he learned quickly. He worked hard behind the scenes, organizing projects, handling important tasks, and making sure the city ran smoothly. People started noticing him because he was quiet, but effective. Putin was not flashy or loud like some other politicians. He didn't talk too much, but when he did, people listened. He was known for solving problems quickly and staying calm, even in tough situations. One of his main qualities was loyalty. He stayed loyal to his boss, Anatoly Sobchak, even when things got difficult. This loyalty made people trust him. They knew he wasn't someone who would betray others for personal gain. In 1996, Sobchak lost his position as mayor, and Putin's job in St. Petersburg ended. Many people thought this was the end of his career, but Putin didn't give up. He moved to Moscow, the capital of Russia, to start fresh. In Moscow, Putin began working in the Russian government. He got small jobs at first, but he always gave his best. His ability to stay calm, solve problems, and keep things under control impressed the higher-ups. Soon, Boris Yeltsin, the president of Russia at that time, noticed him. Yeltsin was looking for someone reliable to help manage the country, and Putin seemed like the perfect choice. In 1999, something huge happened. Boris Yeltsin made Vladimir Putin the prime minister of Russia. This was a big deal because the prime minister is like the second most powerful person in the country. But Russia was going through a tough time. The economy was weak, corruption was everywhere, and people were losing hope. Putin had a lot of work to do, but he didn't back down. He showed people that he was serious about making changes. He introduced strict policies to fight corruption and worked to make the government more organized. Slowly, people started believing in him. On December 31, 1999, something unexpected happened. Boris Yeltsin announced that he was resigning as president. And guess who he chose to replace him? Vladimir Putin. It was a surprise for everyone. Many people didn't know much about Putin back then, but Yeltsin trusted him to take over. On the first day of the new millennium, January 1, 2000, Vladimir Putin became the acting president of Russia. Putin didn't waste any time. He started working immediately to solve Russia's problems. He focused on improving the economy, reducing crime, and making the country stronger. One of his first big challenges was dealing with Chechnya, a region in Russia that was fighting for independence. There were many violent conflicts, but Putin took a firm stand. He wanted to show the world that Russia was strong and would not give up its territory. His actions made him popular among many Russians who were tired of the country looking weak. They saw Putin as a leader who could bring order and strength back to Russia. In March 2000, Russia held a presidential election, and Putin won with a large number of votes. He officially became the president of Russia. This was the start of a new era for the country. Putin was young, energetic, and determined to make Russia a global power again. He introduced new policies to boost the economy, improve healthcare, and modernize the military. As Putin became more powerful, he also became richer. Today, he is known for his luxurious lifestyle. He reportedly owns expensive jets, yachts, and luxury cars. He even has a personal collection of watches worth millions of dollars. But Putin rarely talks about his wealth. He prefers to keep his personal life private. Some people criticize him for this, but others admire his focus on work rather than showing off. Putin married Lyudmila Shkrebneva in 1983. The couple had two daughters, Maria and Katerina, but they kept their family life very private. Putin didn't want his children to be in the public eye because he wanted to protect them. In 2013, Putin and Lyudmila announced their divorce. They said it was a mutual decision and that they had grown apart over the years. Since then, Putin's love life has been a topic of speculation. Some rumors say he has a new partner, but he has never confirmed anything publicly. As a leader, Putin has faced his share of controversies. Some people accuse him of being too strict or controlling, while others criticize his government for limiting freedom of speech. But despite the criticism, Putin has always stayed focused on his goals. He believes that a strong leader must make tough decisions, even if they are unpopular. Putin's main goal has always been to make Russia a powerful and respected country. He works tirelessly to achieve this, even after more than two decades in power. His story shows that hard work, discipline, and determination can take you far in life. In the early 2000s, Putin focused on fixing Russia's broken systems. The economy was in bad shape, with people struggling to find jobs and feed their families. Factories were closed, roads were in poor condition, and corruption was everywhere. Putin started by introducing strict policies to bring order to the country. He worked on collecting unpaid taxes, reforming businesses, and attracting foreign investment. Slowly but surely, Russia's economy began to grow. Oil and gas became Russia's most powerful industries under his leadership. This brought a lot of money into the country, and Putin used it to rebuild Russia. Putin knew that a strong country needed a strong military. After years of neglect, Russia's army was in terrible condition. Soldiers lacked proper training, and equipment was outdated. Putin began investing heavily in modernizing Russia's military. He introduced advanced weapons, better training programs, and new technology. Over time, Russia became one of the most powerful military forces in the world. This was a big step in showing the world that Russia was back on the global stage. Putin understood the power of information. He knew that controlling the media was essential to shaping public opinion. During his presidency, he took steps to ensure that most major television networks in Russia were aligned with his government. This move was controversial, but Putin believed it was necessary to keep the country stable. He argued that too much freedom in the media could lead to chaos. Whether people agreed with him or not, his strategy worked in consolidating his control over the country. When Putin became president, Russia was controlled by a group of extremely wealthy businessmen called oligarchs. These oligarchs had gained massive wealth and power after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Many of them used their money to influence politics and control government decisions. Putin didn't like this. He believed that no one should be more powerful than the government. He started taking action against the oligarchs, forcing many of them to leave the country or give up their businesses. This was risky because these men were very influential. But Putin's determination paid off. He made it clear that in his Russia, no one was above the law. As president, Putin worked hard to rebuild Russia's relationships with other countries. He traveled the world, meeting with leaders from the United States, China, Europe, and the Middle East. Putin had a unique style. He was direct, confident, and always in control. His background as a KGB officer helped him understand people and situations better than most leaders. He knew when to be friendly and when to be firm. This made him a respected and sometimes feared figure on the global stage. By the mid-2000s, Putin had become one of the most powerful men in the world. With power came luxury. Putin is said to own multiple palaces, private jets, and even a superyacht. One of his most famous properties is a massive mansion on the Black Sea, often called Putin's Palace. He also has a love for expensive cars and watches. His watch collection alone is worth millions of dollars. But despite his wealth, Putin keeps his personal life very private. He rarely talks about his family or relationships. Putin is famous for his strongman image. He loves to show the world that he is tough and fearless. Over the years, he has been photographed doing activities like riding a horse shirtless in Siberia, diving underwater to explore shipwrecks, flying fighter jets and helicopters, practicing judo, a martial art he has mastered since his youth. These images are carefully planned to show Putin as a leader who is strong, active, and ready to defend his country at any cost. One of Putin's greatest skills is balancing allies and enemies. He knows how to work with countries like China and India to build strong partnerships while standing up to powerful nations like the United States. In 2014, Putin made one of his most controversial moves by annexing Crimea, a region that was part of Ukraine. This move shocked the world and led to heavy sanctions against Russia. But inside Russia, many people supported Putin's decision. They saw it as a bold step to protect Russia's interests. Being a leader for so many years hasn't been easy for Putin. He has faced criticism for limiting freedom of speech and cracking down on protests. Many people accuse him of being too authoritarian, but Putin believes that his style of leadership is necessary to keep Russia stable and strong. He often says, "A strong leader must make tough decisions, even if they are unpopular." While Putin is known for his strict and disciplined personality, those close to him say he also has a softer side. He loves animals, especially dogs. He has been gifted several dogs by world leaders, and he often spends time with them at his residence. Putin is also a fan of classical music and enjoys playing the piano. These small details show that even one of the most powerful men in the world has simple joys in life. Putin's journey from a small apartment in Leningrad to the presidency of Russia is nothing short of inspirational. He has faced countless challenges, but has always found a way to overcome them. His determination, intelligence, and ability to adapt have made him one of the most influential leaders of the 21st century. Vladimir Putin's life continued to evolve as he solidified his position as a global leader. With Russia becoming more powerful, Putin set his eyes on larger goals. His focus wasn't just on strengthening Russia, it was about making the world recognize his country as a force to be reckoned with. But this part of Putin's journey wasn't just about victories. It was filled with challenges, controversies, and bold decisions that kept the world talking. Putin is often called one of the most strategic leaders in history. He doesn't make decisions without thinking about the long-term impact. One of his biggest strategies has been creating alliances with countries that share similar goals. For example, Putin has worked closely with China to strengthen economic ties. Together, they've launched massive projects like building new trade routes and pipelines. This partnership has helped Russia reduce its reliance on Western countries. Another strategy is Russia's growing influence in the Middle East. Putin has supported leaders in countries like Syria, helping them remain in power during difficult times. This has made Russia a key player in the region, giving Putin the power to negotiate with Western nations on equal terms. In today's world, wars aren't only fought with tanks and guns. Technology plays a major role, and Putin understands this better than anyone. Under his leadership, Russia has invested heavily in cyber technology. Russian hackers have become some of the most skilled in the world. This has given Russia a unique form of power. It can influence global events without sending a single soldier. For example, there have been claims that Russian hackers interfered in the elections of other countries. While these accusations are controversial, they show how much influence Putin has gained through technology. One of Putin's greatest achievements is reviving a sense of pride among Russian citizens. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, many Russians felt embarrassed about their country. They believed that Russia was no longer strong or respected. Putin worked hard to change this mindset. He launched massive projects to celebrate Russian history, culture, and achievements. He brought back military parades, built new museums, and even introduced laws to protect the Russian language. He often says, "A nation that forgets its history has no future." This belief has shaped many of his policies and inspired millions of Russians to take pride in their country once again. Fitness and routine. Putin is extremely disciplined when it comes to his health. He starts his day with a healthy breakfast, which usually includes quail eggs, cottage cheese, and fresh juice. After that, he swims for about an hour and exercises in the gym. This strict routine helps him stay fit and focused. Putin has been seen driving modest cars during official visits. This is part of his image as a leader who understands the struggles of ordinary people. One of Putin's boldest moves was creating the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU. This organization brings together countries like Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Armenia to create a powerful economic bloc. The EAEU allows member countries to trade freely, strengthening their economies and reducing dependence on the West. Putin's goal is to create a system where Russia leads the way, offering alternatives to Western institutions. This move has helped Russia gain influence in Central Asia and beyond, further cementing Putin's legacy as a visionary leader. While Putin has modernized many aspects of Russia, he has also worked to protect its traditions. He believes that Russian values are unique and shouldn't be influenced by Western ideologies. For example, Putin has taken strong positions on topics like religion, family, and education. He has supported the Russian Orthodox Church, calling it an important part of the country's heritage. This has earned him respect from conservative groups, though it has also sparked debates about the separation of church and state. Putin's ability to stay in power for so many years is a testament to his adaptability. He has faced economic crises, political scandals, and even global isolation. But no matter what challenges come his way, he always finds a way to bounce back. One of his secrets is his ability to connect with ordinary Russians. He holds an annual event called Direct Line with Putin, where citizens can ask him questions directly. This event shows that he is not just a leader, but also someone who listens to the concerns of his people. As Putin's time as leader continues, his legacy becomes more complex. Some see him as a hero who saved Russia from collapse and restored its glory. Others view him as a controversial figure who has made bold and sometimes risky decisions. Regardless of opinions, one thing is clear. Vladimir Putin's life is a story of resilience, determination, and vision. His journey from a poor childhood to the presidency of one of the world's most powerful countries is nothing short of remarkable. As we approach the final chapter of Vladimir Putin's life story, it is crucial to focus on the legacy he is building, a legacy that will be remembered for generations to come. Love him or hate him, Putin's journey is proof that resilience, intelligence, and strategy can change the course of history. Putin's success as a leader lies in his ability to adapt. He is not someone who follows the same path forever. Instead, he analyzes, learns, and adjusts his strategies. This ability has allowed him to maintain power for over 2 decades. When asked about his leadership style, Putin once said, "Leadership is not about staying in power, it's about staying relevant." This mindset has shaped his policies and decisions. He understands that to remain strong, Russia must evolve with the world while holding on to its unique identity. Putin's focus has always been bigger than just Russia. He dreams of creating a multipolar world, a world where no single country dominates. He believes in giving smaller nations a voice and challenging the global powers that try to control everything. To achieve this, Putin has invested heavily in alliances. Russia's relationships with China, India, and African nations are stronger than ever. He has also supported countries struggling under Western sanctions, offering them trade deals and military assistance. Politics is often compared to a game of chess, and Putin is a grandmaster. He doesn't make moves based on emotion. He calculates every step. Whether it's negotiating a peace deal or responding to criticism, Putin remains calm and focused. One of his most famous moments came during a global summit, where leaders of powerful nations tried to corner him with accusations. Instead of losing his temper, Putin smiled and responded with facts, turning the situation in his favor. This ability to stay composed under pressure is something every aspiring leader can learn from. "Emotions are a luxury in politics," he once said. Putin knows that his time as president won't last forever. That's why he has spent years building a strong foundation for Russia's future. Innovation and technology. Putin has encouraged young Russians to pursue careers in science, technology, and engineering. He believes that the future belongs to nations that lead in innovation. Education. Putin's government has reformed Russia's education system, making it more accessible to students in rural areas. He often visits schools and universities to inspire the next generation of leaders. Healthcare. Under his leadership, Russia has built new hospitals and improved access to medical care, especially in remote regions. Putin's message to his people is simple. Russia's strength lies in its people. Invest in them, and the country will thrive. Being a leader isn't easy, and Putin's life is proof of that. He has faced endless criticism, both at home and abroad. There are constant debates about his policies, decisions, and leadership style. Yet despite the pressure, Putin never lets it affect him. He once said, "If you try to please everyone, you will lose yourself." A true leader must stand by their principles, even when the world disagrees. This belief has guided him through some of the toughest moments in his career. Whether it's dealing with sanctions, international conflicts, or political opposition, Putin has shown the world that perseverance is key. What makes Putin so fascinating is not just his political career, but also the man behind the leader. A love for adventure. Putin enjoys activities like horse riding, diving, and even piloting planes. These adventures show his fearless nature and love for challenges. Intellectual curiosity. Putin reads extensively, studying history, politics, and military strategy. He believes that knowledge is the ultimate weapon. As we conclude Putin's story, let us focus on the lessons we can learn from his life. 1. Resilience matters. Life is full of challenges, but those who stay strong and adapt can overcome anything. 2. Think strategically. Don't rush into decisions. Take time to analyze and plan. 3. Stay true to yourself. Leadership isn't about pleasing everyone. It's about standing by your principles. 4. Invest in growth. Whether it's personal or professional, always strive to improve yourself and the people around you. Vladimir Putin's journey from a small apartment in Leningrad to the world stage is a story of determination, courage, and vision. His life reminds us that greatness is not about where you start, but how far you are willing to go. As we end this incredible story, remember, your future is in your hands. If you dream big, work hard, and stay focused, there is no limit to what you can achieve.